A group of Northwest scientists have weighed in on key questions related to I-522, the measure to require labeling of genetically modified foods. Ruby DeLuna reports.
Washington lawmakers wanted to know more about genetically modified foods and their impact, so they turned to the Washington State Academy of Science for some answers.
Our role is to provide science-based information for the public so that more informed decisions can be made.
Tom Marsh is an agricultural economist at Washington State University. He took part in the study. On nutrition, the committee concluded that GMO foods are, quote, substantially equivalent to non-GMOs. The committee also found that there have been no documented adverse health effects from GMO foods. At the same time, it recommends continued monitoring for long-term effects. Regarding costs associated with mandatory labeling, Marsh says they vary. And it's not just the cost of labeling itself, but also the process of keeping GMO products separate from seed to production and all the way to retail.
And because many of our commodities are very homogeneous, our systems have not been constructed to segregate in all of our crops, then that's why there would be these additional segregation costs.
The report does not make any recommendation on how the public should vote on I-522. I'm Ruby DeLuna reporting.